Welcome back to Final Fantasy XIV Light Party, everybody. I have some special guests today, like several special guests. I mean, one of them is technically a co-host, but he kind of counts as special because it's his first time. I'm just going to quickly go over some news before we dive into deets on our guests today. So we've got the live letter for 6.0. No, it's getting delayed, which everybody has been very upset about for various reasons. We're not going to go into that. It's not the tea we want today. The upcoming schedule for 6.0 is as follows. The 3rd of December is early access release. 7th will be the Endwalker official launch. The 21st of December will be patch 6.1 and include the Pandemonium raid. I believe that's going to be 8-man if it has a Savage, which it will. On the 4th is when Pandemonium Savage comes out and we'll get new tombstones and new gear for new glams. Thank God. Okay, so in addition to that, going through that quickly, we have a new trailer. We have art for Old Charlion, Radzit Han, or screenshots, whichever. Labyrinthos, Thavnir, Golemald. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. I'm rubbish at French. Mare Lamentorum, the Sea of Lament on the moon. Yep. And somewhere with a lot of question marks on it, which, what did you say it reminded you of, Mars? It was...
It's Bujerba
in 12?
Bujerba from 12, yeah. But it looks exactly like it, except it doesn't have the crystal things.
Okay, so... Maybe a little of inspiration from there. We have a list of the NPCs that are going to be in the new expansion as kind of like focal points. And it's the usual suspects, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I hope Astinian has taken a bath this time. We have a new NPC, the Lady of Light. She looks like an Amarotine, not going to lie. She's got the mask and everything, but she's got her hood back. And she sounds like Hydaelyn. So what is that? What is that all about? Okay, so in addition to that, we've got NPCs following you around during story sequences and getting in the car with you if you have the car. I really hope you got the car during the last event because telling your companions, hey, losers, get in, we're going raiding, is going to be great. I'm not going to lie. Okay, and going through this quickly, new role quests, but there are no more job quests. Like, that is done as of level 80. We are only going to see role quests for the 5 archetypes and maybe one additional quest afterwards if you complete all of them. Disciple of the Hand and Land get some love too. They've got new deliveries and they've got new actions and some role action adjustments, which is good for them. New dungeons. Going by the screenshots, my notes are as follows. Void Sent Boogaloo for the first screenshot. Everything is on fire for the second screenshot. Something that looks like part of a parking garage for the third screenshot. And there's an Aurora thing off to the side. I was like, I'm not interested in that. I was like, why does that look like a ramp? And then the last one is Something Garlean This Way Comes. And apparently that is going to be with lots of people, not just the usual four. So food for thought. Trials are apparently a secret, so we don't get any info. Boo. I wanted that tea. I wanted to know. New treasure dungeon, though. Excitatron 6000. And I'm excited because we didn't get one in Shadowbringers. And that disappointed me because that was a big moneymaker for me in Stormblood and in Heavenswood. So boo. PvP matches. We now have a new 5v5. I'm not going to get into that too much because the rules make my head hurt and there's like a bunch of numbers involved. I don't math. Sorry, guys. But there's a new PvP match called Crystal Conflict. Additionally, for crafters and gatherers, sorry guys, HQ items are getting yeeted. I know that's going to affect some of your bags negatively, but you know, kind of a pain in the butt. So I'm glad they're gone. One of the big topics right now that people are kind of getting a little aggro about is the XP downscaling. Now, I understand why they're doing it because, like Mars was telling me earlier, we're going to have to earn billions of XP just to level up. And at this point, it's getting a little out of hand. So they're going to downscale it, so I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's going to be a lot easier for you to level up in general. Also, if you are currently leveling your classes, as some people are madly doing for before Endwalker, please note that if you have any mid-level XP, it doesn't matter if you're 1 XP away from that next level, that is going to go bye-bye. So if you're close, just get them over that threshold, just give them that final little push so you lose as little XP as possible.
In other words, what's going to happen is when Endwalker drops, if you have a character that has more XP than it took you to get to the last level, it's wiped out. Any XP over the absolute minimum for that level is gone.
Boo, I don't like that, but I get why they're doing it. But still, it's my XP and I earned it. Don't take it away from me. All right, next point. Fewer tombstones needed for weapons. It is being reduced from 1,000 to 500. Thank God, because I hate farming the damn things. I like me a good grind, but 500 is definitely easier than 1,000, especially if you have a lot of alt classes. What have we got here? New AFs. Some of them are very Amano-esque. Some of them might not even be AFs at all. He was not exactly forthcoming, but there is some cool armor on the way. Viera getting hair, also very good. I play a Viera on my main, and I was not pleased by the fact that we did not have half of the hairstyles that we paid for, but they're fixing it, which is great. Land purchase lottery for Ishgard in 6.1. Mark the date, people, because you will be able to enter the lottery for getting houses that are coming out of the Ishgard Resto project, which will be fun, and it's going to be a bloodbath like housing always is. It just is. It's that part is never going to change. And in my final point, and this is nice, Oceania is finally getting its own DC, so they don't have to slum it with us anymore. I mean, I hope some of you won't leave, but I know that the majority of you will, because we're just awful, aren't we? Also, get out of my house. Now, let's get into the meat and the popotos of the podcast today, everyone. We have Jen and Eric from Endtalkers here today with us, and they are going to tell us a little bit about their podcast. I mean, when did you guys start up? It was September, wasn't it, your first episode?
Jeez. I think so.
Yeah, probably. It's like every other week, so it's been a while. We only have 6 episodes, but it's still been a long time.
It does. It feels like it's been a long time. I'd love to be able to push one out every week, but stress, life, anxiety, you know, that kind of stuff.
We are going to talk about that a little bit later. As you know, you've seen the script. You know what questions we have to ask. Tell us a little bit about the podcast itself, because you've got 6 episodes, like you said. I particularly enjoyed your episode with your friends. Oh, I remember the lady's name. Her name is Luba or something.
Yes,
yeah, Ryan, right?
Luba. Mm-hmm. Ryan and Luba. I especially like that one. That's my favorite one so far. I really like that one.
It was great. We're going to definitely have them back on again, because Brian and Luba are our best friends. So we figured that the very first episode was just Jen and I chatting. And then we were like, the first episode with a guest, we wanted to have our best friends on.
I felt like it set it up correctly, right? Like, we had to introduce ourselves. Right. And then we had to introduce, like what kind of, like, got you to, like, not just play the game, but also, like, stick around.
And you could see
most time that's friends.
Your personalities really shine when you're hanging out with your friends. You can really see the kind of person that you are. So I think that that's just, you know, it was a good way for people to see who we were, because we were just joking around the whole time, because it's, you know, it's our best friends. So we definitely want to have them back on. We've got a lineup of guests throughout the rest of the year, but I think once we get to the end of that lineup, we're going to probably bring them back on to see how they're doing post Endwalker release and everything. But yeah, we've been talking about doing a podcast for a really long time. Jen and I started we pretty much got partnered and all that stuff and started to build a community in the World of Warcraft. And then we've been playing Final Fantasy since Heaven's Ward, but we started streaming it more recently, and we switched over to streaming primarily Final Fantasy 14. And when we finally decided to make a podcast, we were like, well, why don't we just make a Final Fantasy 14 podcast? Because it's not, there are a lot of great ones, but it's not oversaturated, you know? So we were like, you know, let's make a Final Fantasy 14 podcast. And I know that a lot of the Final Fantasy 14 podcasts and stuff, they talk about very specific things about the game. And, you know, they get really into, like, all of
the mechanics,
the mechanics and the gears and everything. Jen and I don't understand Final Fantasy to that level. Like, we were playing World of Warcraft for 14 years, and we don't understand World of Warcraft to that level. It's just not how we play games. So I was like, we're going to make this, you know, this podcast, and we're going to talk about Final Fantasy 14 on more of a surface level. And so for people who aren't so deep into the game that they want all of that, you know, all of the extra information and stuff like that, we're just talking about, I think that this mount is really pretty. What mount do you think is pretty?
You know what? There are a lot of podcasts that go into the, like I said, meat and potatoes of things, like the inner workings. Like Croatone, our co-host, is an absolute nut for the lore. Mm-hmm. You can't keep him away from it. He will rip things apart until he has all of the minutiae. You guys are more of a casual listen, which is great, because sometimes I do just need a casual listen, being a filthy casual myself. I'm just like, I can't deal with a lot. Just give me little shiny bits, just stuff that's ooh.
Exactly. And we always say that our podcast is a Final Fantasy 14 podcast, but we pretty much just need to talk about Final Fantasy 14 for a little bit. And if we go off on another tangent entirely, that's fine too. So it's like, people who are on our podcast are other players in the game, and we talk about the game, but it doesn't have to be the focal point. So we do tend to, like, you know, go off on tangents and stuff like that.
You can do it guilt-free.
Yeah,
absolutely. We've been having a great time. We're really enjoying the podcast. It's one of the things that, you know, we've started doing recently that I'm having a lot of fun with. We like meeting new people and talking to people that we never talked to, and doing other people's podcasts like this one, so that we can talk to you guys here and then eventually have you guys on our podcast and, you know, try to not talk about the same stuff.
Yeah, try. Let's not ask the same question.
Yeah.
You're inviting us before you spent the entire episode with us.
Yeah, because
dangerous.
You might come to regret this decision. I'm a terrible gremlin.
I've been enjoying it a lot. It's something, like Eric said, like we've been talking about doing a podcast for years. So it feels good finally like having episodes like under our belt. And like, I don't know, like I look forward to it whenever it's recording time.
Well, we're really enjoying it too. And I really hope you continue because this is good stuff so far. Like I said, aww, it's nice. Hey. It's easy. It's comfy. Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, so let's do something not completely different. This is exactly the same thing we do, but this time we have two guests. So, Mars, how about you lead us into what we like to call question or discussion time?
Okay, so there's been a real bounty of brand new 14 podcasts to tune into this year, and your podcast and Talkers is among them. Why don't you tell us about what made you want to start a podcast for Final Fantasy 14 specifically, and how have you found working it into your seemingly stuffed streamer schedule? How's it going?
I think I can hit the schedule thing since I'm the scheduler. I don't necessarily think it's been difficult to schedule it, but I think we want to have so many people. We're like, oh, we want to have this person on, but they're in not just like a different US time zone, like they're like on the other side of the world. How do we make that work? Or we'd really love to, because we do enjoy having our podcast recorded live on Twitch. And there's just sometimes that it's just not going to be able to happen. So I think it's having that flexibility and leeway with the scheduling to be like, we prefer this time, but we really want to have you on. So let's just make anything work.
Which at the moment has been easier because we are doing this, but we're full-time content creators at the moment. But I'm going to probably be going back to work here soon. So our schedule is going to be a little bit more restrictive at that point. So it's definitely tough to put it in there, but we wanted to be able to create this kind of content because I really think that we've gotten to the point now, only, you know, six episodes after starting the podcast, that there are people who primarily listen to our podcasts and don't catch our streams a lot. I know you guys are familiar with Tibetan Salts. He had said himself that he was like, because of time zones, he's never able to catch our streams, but he listens to the podcast. So I think that that's great. I'm totally down with people, you know, just listening to our podcast side of things too, and knowing us from that. But then maybe if they're like, these people seem kind of cool, and they're, oh, look, they're streaming live. So yeah. I think that primarily we try to create content in general that leads back to our streams, because I think that that is our most, I guess, passionate project is our streams, because we're a very community-driven stream where even though we're playing an MMO or we're playing a game, just Jen and I, we talk to chat all the time. I mean, it actually makes it really hard in podcasts, because during a podcast, we like to, when we're, you know, streaming or recording it live, we like to make sure that we're focusing on the guests and not the chat. So we have to ignore whatever chat's saying and, you know, not ignore it, but we can't like acknowledge it and actually talk about it and stuff, because, you know, we're like, we want to make sure that we're focused on whoever our guest is. But I just think that there were so many World of Warcraft podcasts that we just never got around to making one back when we were playing primarily World of Warcraft. And then when we switched over to Final Fantasy 14 and we started thinking about, you know, hey, let's make a podcast, you know, like I said earlier, it didn't seem super oversaturated. So we didn't think we would necessarily get lost in the mix. And I think one of the great things about the Final Fantasy 14 podcast in general is that there's not a whole lot of them. There's a good amount of them, but almost all of them, pretty much all of them that I've listened to are good podcasts, you know?
Yeah.
So the content quality is really good.
I feel as if everybody has passion for it. I think that's a good way of putting it.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And I don't necessarily think I don't think everybody who does a podcast has a passion for it. Mm-hmm. But I feel like in the Final Fantasy realm of podcasts, I think that's the reason why they're all so good, is because everybody, like, you can tell, like, they're passionate about what they're doing.
And of course,
yeah,
all the other all the other Final Fantasy 14 podcasts have been really welcoming and kind to us, like you guys reaching out to us and, you know, wanting to have us on Yell's podcast. I think that's really awesome that we could all just be like, hey, you come on my podcast. Cool. I'll come on your podcast, you know, because it's really cool. And if there's one thing that people who are nerdy and passionate about something like to do, it's talk about that passion,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I mean, that's what comic conventions are. That's what FanFest is and BlizzCon. That's what you do. You're getting together with a whole bunch of other people and you just can look at each other and you're like, hey, do you know Lahi? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, everybody's in on the joke.
Everybody. And if you're not, shame on you. Go get good. What you were saying about so many of those things, though, is very true. Like the podcasting community in 14 being very welcome. We found that as well. I mean, well, we were podcasters originally for Aetherflow Media, shout out. Mm-hmm. And we were with them for a number of years. We rebranded. We're doing something new. But us as a singular project and not part of a major entity, like we felt the love. It's been very welcoming. It's yeah. It's lovely here. And we're glad yeah. we can have you guys on and help share that love, you know? Mm-hmm. When you were talking about scheduling and guests and not necessarily being able to do it live on Twitch, that is what has happened today. I was like, you know what? There's too many bells and whistles and I'm a weenie baby. I'm not. Dylan is our stream queen. She's the one who usually streams for us. I just make the layouts. You know, I don't do anything other than that. I only work here. So I was like, I don't know how to do this. So I'm not going to do it right now. I'm nervous as hell and I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Oh, it's great. We're doing good.
So we are not recording it, you know, like live today, which is great. Yeah. I understand where you're coming with on that, like so much. There's just not always the time or the space for it.
Yeah, it definitely makes it a little bit easier to just like, especially, and also when you're not using cams as well, you know, because they're just like sitting in the dark in our living room, which is where we stream. And if you ever see our streams, it looks all like pink and blues in the background and Jen's wearing makeup. We got our lights on.
It's dark in here. We have our pajamas on right now.
And we're in our PJs. Yeah. This is a good way to I understand why people, you know, when we give them the option of doing a cam or no cam, a lot of times people are just like, no cam. Like, you know what? That would make that choice too.
And that's okay.
I mean, how long does it take you guys to get into that cosplay sometimes? Because, you know, whether you're wearing a beanie on your head and not like the full wig or anything, that's still got to be a lot to deal with.
Yeah, I've put on my costume so many times that I've gotten to the point where I can put everything on in about 30 minutes.
That's still.
And yeah, and the, Jen is the one that takes a little longer because she does her makeup and, you know, she doesn't do the same makeup every time. Sometimes she's like, I'm going to do this color and this.
So we're in Texas. I have really bad seasonal allergies, but like right now it just feels like year round allergies. So sometimes whenever I try to get like a smoky eye, I just know like my eyes are sensitive today. So I'm just going to have to do like a really light casual eyeshadow because like my eyes are going to pretty much be like watering and crying the entire stream.
Yeah.
Jen I have to like determine like how are my allergies today and how are my eyes going to handle that.
She used to do the black stripe across her whole
eye. Yeah, I remember that.
And she stopped doing that because it kept on causing issues with her, like, you know, having the tearing up and stuff like that during stream. Because initially it was based on, you know, our dwarves are originated from World of Warcraft and stuff. So that was based on one of the styles that you can do with the dwarves and that. But she got to the point now where it's like she would always be like, do I look like can you tell that I'm a dwarf? And I was like, first of all, yes. But second of all, even if you look at her cosplay and you're like, I don't know. I'm always next to her. So you automatically are just like, yeah, she's a
I think if, that's why we picked red hair. I think that's why we picked a red hair wig for me is so that we would kind of look it a little bit more in, similar. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good tie-in. Like, I like the fact that the two of you look similar. You look like a pair. And it's like, these two things are meant to be together.
Yeah, they always say that the longer you're married, the more you start to look like each other. I mean, we've been married for 11 years, but it's funny because I don't necessarily know if it's trolls or if it's just people really not knowing. But they would come into the stream and ask if we were married or brother and sister.
No, they wouldn't even ask, are you married? They say, are y'all brother and sister.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being in your mid to late 30s and living with your brother and sister and streaming together, but I don't think it's as common as a husband and wife doing it.
Oh, man. My response to that would be, mind your business.
Mind your business. We always just say we're married. Like, yeah. It's to the point now where we're just like, no, we're married. We get it too often.
It's like you just need a flashing neon sign somewhere that says, yes, we're married. No, we are not siblings.
We're That's both how, white. Like, we both have brown hair. We both wear glasses. We're both fat. So people are automatically just like, they must be related.
That's how like all the like weird commands in chat always get made is like the same weird question always gets brought up. Mm-hmm. Or because of my allergies and asthma and stuff like that, I tend to cough often. And because of everything we've gone through over the last year and a half, we've gotten a lot of like, oh, are you, you know. And so it's like exclamation cough, like Jen coughs because she has asthma. Yeah. And stuff like so it's like weird commands like that you're like, can we just make a command for this? Thanks.
I'm right there with you on the asthma and the allergies, and I do cough and I do sneeze a lot. I'm resisting the urge to sneeze right now. So I was just like, you cannot Cannot sniff on stream, young lady. It's going to be okay. Gross.
Oh.
Okay, so let's move on to our next question. The safe bet here, and I'm not going to do it, would have been to ask you two how you met and got married and what was your wedding like and what was the food that you ate and, you know, what was your first date like? But I'm not going to do that. I think our listeners should go to your podcast for that because the deets are all there. The tea is there. You have already spilled it and I'm not going to do it again because it's cold tea by now, but you should be the ones to respill. So instead, tell us what you guys love most about gaming together because from experience, I have a lot of fun with Mars. It's mostly us talking mad shit on each other all the time, but it's fun.
I would never.
I would never. I don't know what you're talking
about. Shut up. You get out.
Babe, you're the best. I love you.
Yeah, what's it been like for you as a married couple working that into your brand? Because it really is part of your aesthetic now. Like, people love coming to your streams and to listening to your podcast because of that, because a lot of married couples in gaming tend to be quite private from what I can tell. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of us around that are kind of very open like that. So yeah, tell me a little bit about it.
I know that you said not to mention, you know, we weren't going to ask how we met, but I think it's important to answer this question. We did meet through World of Warcraft. Like, we met through a dating site called Geek to Geek. And so one of the first things that we spoke about that was literally what I asked her was, what race and class do you play in WoW? So
gaming was established
from the beginning. It was one of it was the first thing that we had in common. So I think that just I'm definitely, I don't want to say more of a gamer, but I'm definitely more of an experienced gamer than Jen. I've played that's not an insult. I've played so many different games. Like, I've been playing video games since I was really little, and you know, Jen has played a few when she was younger, but didn't start really gaming a lot until she was older. So there's definitely games that we, you know, that she's just like kind of meh about, and I'm just like, oh, I'm super excited about this, but
or vice versa.
Yeah, that's true. But luckily, we both have like the MMOs. Like, we pretty much play every MMO that we play together. Sometimes there's times where it's, you know, it's kind of off. I'll play one, like, for a while in Shadowbringers, I was playing Final Fantasy and Jen wasn't. She was playing something else at the time and she just didn't feel like playing.
I think I was playing Minecraft at the time.
Yeah, she didn't feel like playing Final Fantasy. So, you know, but it's good for us to be able to, not only that we both game, but that we both play the same games, because then when we're doing something like playing a video game, it's actually spending time together. Whereas a lot of couples are just like, you know, oh, my boyfriend's sitting there playing Call of Duty and I'm doing this other thing, and they're not spending time together. But if they were playing together, they would be, you know?
Right.
I've been playing, you can shame me if y'all want, it's perfectly fine.
No shame, you can play whatever you want.
I play a lot of Fortnite right now, and it's very different than Final Fantasy. And I think that's why right now I'm enjoying it, is because it's like, I need to go take some aggression and stress out. I'm going to go loot a whole bunch of stuff and get that like feeling of looting and getting treasure, and I'm gonna go shoot some stuff. But I think it's funny because even if I'm like over here at my computers playing, let's say, Fortnite, and Eric's back behind me, he said the other day, he was like, you're getting a lot better at this game. I was like, are you watching me? And he's like,
well, it's because I was sitting on the couch, and I've been like, I usually sit on the couch and work on my commissions because I do art commissions, and I would like look over at Jen's computer, and you know, I'd see her Victory Royale pop up every once in a while. And I'm like, I remember when we played that years ago, like, we had 2 wins, and it was only because the people that were playing with us actually, you know, carried us. But she's been playing solo and kicking ass by herself. So, I think that it's good that we both enjoy the same games. I think it's good we both enjoy different games, but gaming in general. And then I also think it's good that between the two of us, I'm the more creative but also scatterbrained, I guess. I have ADD, so I want to do a million projects at once, and it's like and I lose interest in stuff really quickly.
I feel those feelings. Yeah.
Like,
and I'm the organized and list person, so I'm like, let's make a list. You want to do this new thing, let's make a list.
Like, 2 weeks ago I was writing a script for a movie that I haven't touched since then. Like, it happens, and I hate it, and I wish it didn't happen. And I'm like one of those people where it's like, I honestly wish I just wasn't creative at all, because then I wouldn't have to worry about all of these unfinished projects. But the good thing about streaming is that, because honestly, if I was streaming by myself, I probably would have streamed by myself for a while, which I actually have done in the past. before Jen and I started streaming together years ago, I streamed Final Fantasy 14 by myself, but I would stream by myself and then I would lose interest. I'd be like, you know what? I want to do YouTube. And I'd start working on YouTube videos. And then I'd be like, you know what? I want to direct a movie. And then I'd start working on that. So because Jen is involved in it, she kind of keeps me on course because she's also doing the stream. You know, it's not only my thing. So it's like, I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to stop streaming and do this other thing. Because Jen's like, no, it's my stream too. And you need to do it. So,
but then there's the opposite side of that too, right? Like, let's say if I am sick today and we're supposed to stream, right. If one of us is sick, we don't stream,
which sucks.
Or if one of us is not in the best mental state. Yeah. If one of us is not in the best mental state, it's one of those, like, am I at the point to like, do I push a little bit to be like, are you sure like we should stream today? Or no, they just need the time. And that's just knowing your spouse and, you know.
We've actually gotten to the point now where we've made a second Twitch channel called Generic TV that is made for whenever one of us feels like streaming on a day that we're not scheduled to stream and the other one doesn't. So it's like, we're not scheduled to stream today, but Jen wants to play Fortnite and she wants to stream it. So she streams it on this other channel instead, because we want to make sure that Generic Live, you know, like you said, it's part of our brand that it's always the both of us. So we keep it that way. And so there's never a Generic Live stream. At least so far, there hasn't been a Generic Live stream.
There's this one time I was like, can you just stream and put a camera on me laying on the sofa?
Well, I almost did it too.
That's content.
I was like, I just don't, like, I don't remember. I think I had a headache or something like that. And I was like, I want to make sure we're live and like you can play. You can just like put the dog cam on me.
Just the called a Gen cam.
We do like the puppy cam. I am very fond of your puppy cam. I've not seen that done a lot, actually. And I like that you've worked in like the other part of your family with it as well. So it's kind of like a family activity is your stream. You've got the babies there and you've got you.
The time change, they're not happy. Like, they're not happy that like...
They're usually eating right now.
Yeah. Over the last week, we've like kind of like pushed them back like 5-10 minutes every day. But they're still like nudging like, come on,
food. Like it's time to eat right now.
Almost.
Fortunately, we've avoided that. I've always been a strong proponent of they eat after we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Something I learned a while ago that it's supposed to be like an alpha type of thing.
Yeah.
So we do that whenever we eat. So they've never had a set time.
Okay.
So if we eat late, they eat late. If we eat early, they eat early. And that way they expect it after an activity, not at a time of
day. Dang, that's so smart.
It's a good way to do it.
I wonder if we could retrain them.
Can't teach old dogs new tricks, remember?
Gosh dang it, you old
dogs. You old dogs.
Okay, so Moz, take us into the next question, please, if you would, behind door number 3.
I do what I want.
Wow. You know what? You don't pay my sub and you need to do your job.
Ooh.
Actually, I think you do pay my sub.
Mars, learn your role, Mars.
Redacted.
I never said anything, people. Never. You didn't hear me say that. I've not been caught in 4K.
So every Final Fantasy 14 player has a favorite something, and then something that makes them mad as hell. Just ask Enki. She screeches all the time. So give us the lowdown on the NPC fight, you know, trial, dungeon, raid boss, solo duty, whatever, and moment in the MSQ that you love the most. But then you have to give us the NPC fight and moment that gets you the most upset.
That one's, I could tell you the fight that I loved the most. And it was honestly wasn't necessarily one fight, but it was just, was it Sigmascape in the Omega Raid, which was all Final Fantasy VI fights?
Yes.
That, because Final Fantasy VI is my favorite Final Fantasy. So,
high five.
Yes.
I did it too.
That was the exact same time.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so Final Fantasy VI is my favorite. So, and I did not, I knew that those fights were, I knew that the Ghost Train was in the game, and I knew Kefka was in the game, but I didn't know where or when it would happen and stuff. And when I found out, like, I actually have a clip, that I had posted up on our Twitter and TikTok and stuff, of me seeing the Ghost Train for the first time. And like, that's just unbridled fanboy joy right there. I was so happy because I was just like, oh, and then I heard the music and I was like, ah, it's the music. And I was freaking out because I love it. So that was probably the most exciting and the most joy that I've had from the game.
Enki can tell you how much I screed at some of the music in those too.
Yeah,
it was loud and it was very clear that he was enjoying himself.
it was fantastic. I just like, that's chef's kiss, best content in that whole game.
My favorite moment, 5.3 was awesome. Even though I cried the whole time, like it was the most like memorable. Okay, but I think my favorite part, okay, so when we're streaming, I hear Eric's audio. So for the last almost 3 years, unless we're playing something like Phasmophobia where I have to hear my own audio.
Oh, yeah.
I generally always hear Eric's audio. So when we were talking to, it was the Crystal Exarch, I believe, at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was like, I want to go on adventure with him. I was like, oh, man, we got to get Crystal Exarch and his boyfriend together. Like, we are going to make this happen. And I was so excited to, like, kindle this, like, relationship. And then in chat, they're, like, you know, yelling at us. I'm like, what? And they're like, he used she for your character. And I was like, what? And I was like, so what? And then, so, like, it took me a moment. And I'm like, wait, we're the boyfriend? We're the boyfriend?
Yeah.
He wants to go on adventures with us? We're the boyfriend. And then I think because of how that, like, worked out, I think that was my favorite moment to be like, we're gonna get him with his boyfriend, we're so excited. And then to be like, what, no, it's us, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
so yeah, I think that's what made me like enjoy his character like so much more and like become attached to him.
Yeah,
is because of that little random,
why he's like, your husbando.
Yeah, he's my husbando. I think that's like that little random like misinterpretation.
That's it. Is one good. Of the favorite ships now. It is the like Volgraha is basically the favorite ship.
Yeah, because I mean, he's such a like
he's a good boy.
He's such a big fan of the Warrior of Light, and it's like it's really cute how he gets to that. You know, he's just like, oh, I'll go with you to do this thing once he joins the Scions and stuff, and then you're just like, oh, your fanboy is showing, Graha, and he's, you know,
it really does. He's a puppy.
He is
a massive uwu soft boy.
He's adorable. As far as things you hate about the game, it's hard for me to think of one thing in particular. There's things that like irk me that probably shouldn't as much as they do.
Not auto
dismounting when you get into a fight. Like when I run up to start fighting something and I'm trying and I'm clicking my attacks and nothing is happening. I have something targeted and I'm clicking attacks and I'm sitting on my mount. I'm like, if I'm attacking, just kick me off my mount, damn it.
Yeah, because even if you get hit, you don't know. If you get hit, I think you get off the mount.
I can't remember
how that happens.
I think it's like because in World of Warcraft, if you click on an enemy and then you start to attack, it auto dismounts you and you start fighting. But in Final Fantasy, you stay on your mount until you get knocked off of it or you dismount or something. And I'm like, I'm obviously trying to attack. Just kick my mount off. Come on. But I really can't think of anything like super makes me mad at the moment, honestly.
I don't think there's any characters that I'm just...
Praetorium.
Oh, yeah, the length of that now. I'm farming for those tombstones right now, and thank you. I hate it. It's hell. I don't want that.
It's awful.
I think she's nuts. I will not touch that. Not ever. Not with a 10.5-foot
But
pole.
I need the jacket, my dude. I need it for glam.
I need
the end game. The end
That's
game.
True.
Oh,
I need nothing that badly.
You know what? The coils of Bahamut, the one that everybody was saying, what is it, turn
3?
Turn 4?
Second something. I don't know what.
But anyways, the one where everybody's like, they're like, oh, that's the fastest way to get the Mog tomes. They're like, if you run that, and there's that one sphere that does the ability rot or whatever that you're supposed to pass off to another player. Like, we didn't know how to do that, and that was one of the most frustrating times we've ever had on stream.
I was like, no, we're stopping.
Because
I'm sorry,
everybody was telling us, you gotta do it this way. We're
exiting this dungeon.
We kept wiping, and we were like, no, I'm not doing it. And they were like, that's the fastest way to do it. And like, this group is, we're not doing it right. We didn't know how to do it, and we're just getting pissed because it keeps killing us. So, no thanks.
I think the thing that frustrated me the most, like, leveling through, like, expansions in the past, I play White Mage, so I'm always healing in everything I do. It's doing the personal duties?
Yes.
The personal duties, and this was before they, like, if you failed, you can be like, you want to do it super easy PC? Like, you win? Before that was an option, I would just fail over and over.
She was banging her head against the wall.
And it's not like Eric could be like, oh, let me sit down and play your character and get you through this because
And it was a personal duty, so yeah, I couldn't help you.
You couldn't come in and help me either.
And she was a healer, so, you know,
I think that's why, like, when Eric had said, like, he was playing for a while without me, I think I was literally stuck at a personal duty where I just couldn't get past it. And I was like, I can't right now. Like, no.
And then they added the different difficulties.
That was the Stormblood duty with what's her name, Sadu, for me, where she's all like, oh, I'm going to challenge you to a fight. You have that pre-fight with Ystola and Magni and Hien, and that's fine. That's all fine and dandy. Love that. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And then you get on to Sadu afterwards, who challenges your wall to a fight. And I hammered my face against that as a scholar for a good solid week. And then I was like, you know what? I give up. Take this healer class from me, throw it in the bin, the whole class in the bin, goodbye. I'm just going to play Red Mage.
Even doing some of them in easy, it can get a little hairy there for a second for me.
Yeah, I'm glad they don't do that anymore. That's been a very nice quality of life change.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that was the thing that bothered me the most about the game when I first started playing. My previous MMO that you guys were way into World of Warcraft, I by myself was way into City of Heroes before I met Anki. Awesome. And there were a lot of things that City of Heroes did that were so much better group play-wise at first. But I've gotten so much used to it now. And the only thing that still irks me a little bit is that it separates me off occasionally and makes me fight stuff by myself. Mm-hmm. I play an MMO to play with other people.
Yeah, I know actually a lot of people who are like the opposite, where they're just like, I like to be able to do stuff by myself and not be forced to do stuff with others. And it's one of the things where I remember I was a little upset when I first started playing Final Fantasy because the MSQ takes you into dungeons. And I'm like, so you're forcing me to do this dungeon? Like in World of Warcraft, I could play the whole game without doing a single dungeon if I wanted to.
I don't have to talk to anybody.
You know, like, but this is making me do dungeons. But then I got to the point where I was like, actually, it's, you know, it's pretty fun and I don't mind it at all. But at first I was upset about it. And then the trust system came into play. Yeah. And it's like, here's the solution for those of you who are like, oh, you're making me do a dungeon. And we're like, well, now you have the trust system for the higher level dungeons. So you could just pull one of them in there.
Yeah, I was very nervous to do those on my own at first. But once I got into it, now it's one of my favorite parts of the game. Mm-hmm. So it was just getting over that hump.
I do hate it when they throw you into one of those duties and you have to play one of the other Scions, because I'm just like, I don't know how to play this character.
That first when you were playing
when we had to play Thancred.
Yeah, and you were like,
and we were fighting Regin.
I
was so mad because I failed it over and over again, and I was like, I don't know how to play him. Why can't I just play my ninja? I know how to ninja. Come on.
I know how to ninja.
It's like, I don't want to play Gunbreaker. That's not what I bought this game for. I don't want to play it. I haven't picked up Gunbreaker. Stop trying to force me into this shoebox where I don't fit.
Yeah, like, I understand it from their, like, yeah, we want you to not just view this fight between Thancred and Ranjit where you question whether or not Thancred's about to die.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about know? Him. Oh, shit, Ranjit!
But, I get it, but it was just like, I don't know, whenever you're just like, you're taking away my abilities and you're giving me all these other ones, and I know they try to simplify it by giving you, like, the PvP, you know, you just press the same button and it does different abilities, like, one after another, but it was still just one of those things that frustrated me when I was doing it.
I think really the only thing, and there are two things that I hate about Final Fantasy XIV, and they are both NPCs. One of them is Miss Pray Return to the Wanking Sands, Minfilia. Thank God she's gone and she's not asking me to do that shit anymore, because it was, they didn't have those teleportation tickets that they have now to get you to Vesper Bay. Mm-hmm. And back then it was like, you had to run all the way from Horizon. They didn't have flying yet. And I was like, I hate everything, and I especially hate you. Also, why did you call me up on my link pearl when you could have just come out to me? Like, what is your problem, lady?
And now she's super gone, so you're good.
Now she's ultra gone. And the other thing, he of the punchable face, who is now extra punchable and unfortunately a major player in the MSQ, Asahi, Fan Daniel. Like, when he was alive, he was an asshole. But now that he's dead and he's a meat puppet for this utter psycho, I'm just like, I'm going to go feral if somebody does not punch him in the face. I'm going to lose my cool.
You're going to hate
him. I know.
I could see that. I hated him in Stormblood. And then when he came back, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, he's not great. But I know that there's someone you're leaving out.
What am I leaving out? You know me.
Everybody's favorite Elizan Husbando from ARR.
Oh, fuck off, Imerick. I can't stand him. He sounds like those, because I'm from the UK, so he sounds like the type of people that were very posh nobby, and they'd kind of like look down on you. And I'm just like, culturally, you annoy me. I know there's nothing about your personality that should, but your accent, man, your accent makes you sound like a snob, and I don't like it. I won't have it. I don't hate him as much as the other two, though. Like, it's Asahi's, like, pop idol, like, and a demon had, like, a love child, and it's... So it's terrible.
Weird, because he feels like Fan Daniel, and he feels like he's the type of the archetype, the same archetype of bad guy as, like, say, Kefka or the Joker, but right. in a worse way to me. Like, I love Kefka. Like, Kefka is great. I love his, he's insane, and I love his insanity. But this guy, for some reason, Fan Daniel, I just, like, I don't love him in the same way. He's just annoying and just makes me mad and wants I want to kill him, so at least the job, they're doing the right, you know, yeah, they're doing their story correct. That's true. What you do with a bad guy. You know, you make you want to hate them, and I guess that's good.
To use an Enkyism, is he's your bargain basement Kefka? Chinese knockoff Kefka?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. All right, Maz, you have to have another hate besides the we're going to force you into somebody else's body type of thing, or the I'm going to force you into a fight that you have to smash your face against for 500 million years.
I see you say you hate that. I don't hate the fights that are difficult. I mean, the solo duties I don't like, but when I'm in a raid and I have a really difficult fight, I love it. I hate it at the time and I get frustrated, but I love the feeling of when you get through it at the end, you're like, yes, we did it.
Yes.
100%. Yeah, that was one of the things that we enjoyed about raiding in World of Warcraft was, like, there was a clip of us taking down in one of the more recent raids when we finally got the boss down in that raid.
And I
we
cried.
Just, like, Jen was crying and I was God. Like, it was so exciting because we were smacking our head against that wall for so long, and it's a matter of that we know what the mechanics are. We need to tweak up this part right here, and then we do it again, and then you're like, okay, we did good there, but we need to make sure that we tighten up this part here. And it gets to the point where it's like you're working together, you guys are doing everything that you need to do, and then when you get that run, everybody did what they were supposed to, or if somebody didn't do what they were supposed to, other people were able to pick up that slack, and you finally beat this boss, and it feels like there's, you know, you accomplished something, rather than, you know, going through a dungeon or a raid that doesn't have much difficulty at all. You know, this is one of the things that I'm excited. I don't think that Jen and I, we did play Heaven's Word at the beginning of when it was released. And then we played Stormblood, but I played it by myself. Jen didn't really play it much. And then I didn't play very long into Stormblood before I stopped. And then we came back in Shadowbringer. So we haven't really played one and been really, really into the game when it was when the expansion was released. So I am really excited to be able to do the content in Endwalker and actually be around for when that content is hard, you know?
I love that. I love being in stuff when it's recently released. People are still trying to figure out the best way to handle stuff. Your gear doesn't mean you're way overpowered for it. It's so exciting. It's why I understand why people do Savage Raids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I don't want Savage Raiding. I'm too scared for it. I don't think a weenie.
We've never.
Eric and I have talked about it. And like, are we gonna like hardcore raid? Or like, it's not a no, but it's not a yes either. It's like a meh. If the community, if the FC really wants to, maybe.
That's exactly how I feel about it.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay, so let's get on with this. The oft-retweeted clip of both of you in full cosplay, my favorite, actually, when Eric jumps off the chair and shuffles by. You shuffle by on your knees in full cosplay, and you just crank that dwarf shit up to 11. And every single time, I wheeze when I watch that clip. Also, we love the puppy cam. We've said this before, but it does bear repeating. But in regards to your content, what's the absolute favorite moment, or maybe a couple of moments that you've had on your End Talkers podcast so far? Like, also tell us about your dog. Oh, in brackets here, it has also tell us about your doggos, please. Okay, thanks.
We can do doggos real quick. So we have, they're all just passed out right now. We can go oldest to youngest. So Serby, his full name is Cerberus, short nickname is Serby. He is a 11-year-old
Chihuahua Greyhound.
Then they've all been rescued from different places in town. Then we have our girl, who's Pixel. She is a Chihuahua weenie dog. Mm-hmm. And then we have the biggest dog is actually the baby boy, and his name is Rez. So like Pixel and Rez, like we kind of like kept with a theme there.
I like that theme.
Sorry, I can't get over weenie.
And he is a lab husky mix, but he just looks like a big old
lab. He looks like a lab.
I was going to say, I thought I could see a lab on stream sometimes at the very least.
Yeah,
he does look very labby.
He's the one that he's a big baby. He's scared of everything, but
everything.
He also gives the best hugs.
He does give the best hugs.
Sounds lavish. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Serby's the asshole.
Aw. Pixel is the daddy's girl.
She loves to cuddle. She's like, you know, always like, oh, you pet me. You're going to pet me. That's pretty much how she is.
That's a great dog name, Pixel.
It is. I forgot how he'd come up with it, but, you know, and then there's somebody in our community who has a cat named Pixel, too. And I was like, well, that's awesome.
Eric was like, get out of here.
But yeah, we were just talking about different random names and we came up with Pixel. And then when we got Rez, we were trying to figure out what to name him. And I was like, what about Rez, like resolution, Pixel and resolution?
Because whenever you can say high res.
You can say high res.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is high res.
Favorite moments podcast. Start there.
Well, like you had mentioned, probably your favorite episode is the one with Brian and Luba. And that's probably my favorite episode, too, because they were our best friends. We really like talking to everybody who's been on the podcast. Our last guest was Kogan, and I thought that was really funny because Kogan is really funny.
He's hilarious.
He's a premium shit poster. He really is.
So I had never heard that before until Eric said it on the podcast.
I said it on the podcast. I was like, you're one of my favorite Final Fantasy XIV shit posters. And Jin just
like, I was like, what? I was like, are we insulting people on our podcast now? What the heck, Eric?
That's what he does. But yeah, so he was really funny. So it was a lot of fun to chat with him. But I can't really, I think that in general, when Luba is around, I know that we're going to get more Luba-isms, and we talked about those a little bit on the first episode, because Luba is from Russia, and so she doesn't know a lot of American slang and stuff like that. So I know that whenever we get together with her, we're going to have some Luba-isms, and I think that we probably had some on that episode. So
I think it's really hard right now to pick out like a favorite moment, because I just enjoy getting to know everybody, and I don't feel like that time that we have with them is enough. But like when we talked to Gwynwyn and she's over in
Japan, yeah,
like we talked about Final Fantasy for a little bit, and then we just talked about her and her life over there, and like that's super freaking cool. And like learning, like, what I think one thing that I have really enjoyed is finding out what people's community call themselves.
Oh yeah.
Who was the after Brian and Luba,
Oh, Pukajutsu.
And what did they call their group?
They were like the
Puka Pookie Ponies.
The Puka Ponies, yeah.
Like, I love that kind of, like, it's just so, like, I love really learning those kinds of, like, not secrets, but, like, just the little things that communities come up with. I love it so much.
There are a lot of them, like, in-jokes and names for each other, pet names.
Yeah, we still, like, I mean, I think that our community calls themselves, some of our community calls themselves the generic Googs. Because we would always ask our chat to Google stuff for us while we're streaming.
Like, we literally have our computers up right here. We're like, hey, Google this for us.
Somebody Google this. And so they would be like, they call us the generic Googs, is what they're, because they're our Google while we're streaming. Which is not a good idea, because they could feed us bullshit. Like,
They probably do feed us bullshit.
Yeah, it's,
and if they didn't think of it before, they know to do it now.
Yeah, they're going
to
listen to this
episode. I'm just
going to
keep that in mind when I'm in your chat next. I'm just going to be quietly sat there like, I wait.
I thought of something else, and then I lost it.
But yeah, I know that, I mean, we have like a bunch of people that we want to have on our podcast that you were talking about, you know, being nervous to talk to somebody. Like, we want to have a few people who we know that we could speak to, like we're on speaking terms with, but they're way above our... You
caliber,
know. Yeah. So we're kind of like, I don't know if I want to have them on our show.
Yeah. So yeah.
But we're excited to give it a try.
So I think it might have been we were on either Maelstrom Radio or it might have been a WoW pod. They're the best.
We talked to them for like an hour after the podcast.
I think that's when we were like, we're doing it. We're doing a podcast.
That was before we announced that we were going to start the podcast, because we were still on the fence, and we did their podcast and we're like, yeah, let's do a podcast.
So I think Taliesa and Evatel are somebody we really would love to have as guests, and we do have some open communication there with them, but it's just getting that nerves to be like, hey, you want to do this thing? Because like, that's so like nerve-wracking, like,
yeah,
because they're a couple who stream, who do what we want to be doing. Yeah.
So that was something that we didn't do, because Dylan just
Yeah, we were thrown in the basement and told you have to do your jobs. And I'm just like, but I don't want to. I'm a weenie and these people are really popular and they have a big stream and they're big streamers and I hate it.
Now you made me unmute myself because that is a lie.
No!
That is a lie. I did not do that.
No, she didn't. Yeah, she did clear it with us first, and I just got like, I obviously have stage fright or something because I was just like, Dylan, like 5 minutes before or 10 minutes before, I was like, I'm going to be sick. And she's like, you are not allowed to do that. Don't be sick.
Oh, no.
I said that she's not allowed to be sick because editing vomit out of the audio.
Oh, yeah.
No,
that would be the worst.
Because then you would have to edit it later, and then it would make you want to vomit while editing, and then it would just be a mess.
I have no sympathy, but yeah, no, like I said, hey, have you heard about Generic Live? And like, would you like to interview them, you and Marty? She's like, can I really?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like squealing and
And then I lost my nerve right at the end, like a weenie.
Well, it's awesome. We're very happy that you guys asked us on. We love doing podcasts and meeting, you know, people in the community, and you guys are really cool. So, what was I gonna say? I don't know if it makes you feel any better. Our stream has gotten a lot smaller lately.
Ouch. No, it doesn't make me feel better. That makes me feel worse.
Okay. Oh, way to take it down a notch.
I know. Let's bring everybody down.
Okay, no,
it's just the like the hit from when kids start going back to school, people are going back to their jobs.
It's the normal annual.
Yeah, the our view count has dropped, but like been cut, you know, by half on stream. So, you know, it's something that we're trying not to let it get to us too bad and everything, but it happens. But
I did think of the thing that I thought of and then I forgot.
What?
So when we had posted something on TikTok, and so our stream name is Generic Live, and the person who commented's name was Clive, and they thought that we were Generi and Clive.
No.
And so now we have like a whole lore in our stream. Like, so we have me and Eric, so we have Jindy and Dorf. We now also have Janari and Clive, who are the evil versions of us, because it was too funny not to pass up that opportunity.
Right.
I was just like, how do you get Clive? I mean, Jen and Eric with capital J, capital E, and for some reason they were like Clive. Okay.
So funny. How do you get that?
I don't know. I mean, the guy's name was Clive, so maybe that's just he immediately saw the name Clive.
He sees the world in shape of Clive.
Oh my goodness. That exactly. One was really funny though.
That was weird. But yeah, we have and that's one of the things that I really like is, you know, I love communities building up that kind of lore and that kind of thing where, you know, inside jokes with each other and stuff like you were saying before. But like Dorf and Genitonic are our dwarf characters. And we have this whole thing where it's like Jen and Eric are two separate people, and Dorf and Genitonic live underneath our house in a mine called the Undermine, because not only is it under our house, but it also undermines our request for them not to make a mine under our house. So,
ma'am.
So they live under our house, and every once in a while they come up and they stream for us while Jen and I take the day off, and we go do whatever we want.
They've got personas.
Yeah, yes. And so and they come and stream for us, and we're not like super hardcore into like the characters. Like, I won't break character. When I'm Dorf, I still talk about stuff that I did as Eric. Like, it's not
your
that
accent's
strict.
Pretty good. Like, I enjoy when you affect the full accent, because Mars is also pretty big on accents and stuff. So I'm pretty sure he'd enjoy watching a lot of your dwarf content, because you go all in. Like,
I've seen enough to know that.
You were talking about that dwarf clip, and that was. When I hopped down from the chair onto my knees, I did that. We didn't talk about me doing that. That wasn't like a plan. It was in the moment. I was sitting there thinking, you know, because when I'm in my dwarf cosplay, I use a dwarf accent only. So I won't speak like I'm speaking now when I'm in my dwarf cosplay, because I don't want people to see me I want people to see Dorf and expect to hear Dorf's voice, you know? And so I don't want people to see Dorf and then be like, well, he could be talking like Eric, because I want them to be separate enough. So, you know, even when I'm like hanging out with people, if we're doing like we did a Twitch thing where they invited us to do like Twitch partners to get together and chat with other Twitch partners or whatever, and I put my cosplay on in the middle of it, And I came up and I started talking. You know, Jen had her camera on, and I came up into Jen's camera and I started talking to them. And I was doing the accent. And I was like, I'm not going to not do the accent. But right, I was thinking, like, when I stand up, I'm going to stand up and be regular height. And then on top of that, our dwarf costumes are from the waist up, pretty much. We just wear, like, regular shorts and stuff underneath because we haven't completed the full cosplay. And why would you wear a full cosplay when you're just sitting down straight?
Right. It's a lot.
Yeah, it would be way too much. So I was like, I don't want people to see me stand up and walk away and be regular height and all this stuff. So then I just on the spot jumped down to my knees, and
I was trying not to react so bad.
She didn't know that was going to happen.
I was like, the laughter and the snort. The snort is what gets me. Just you've got your head in your hand, and you just go. It was just perfectly placed, and every single time that's just what makes me go ah.
I love how you felt the need to explain that it was not planned and that she didn't know about it ahead of time, because her reaction made it very, very clear.
But, like, that's the kind of stuff that happens when we're not streaming as well. Like, Eric will do something and then I just, like, lose it, and I just can't, like, laughing where I can't breathe.
Like, today when I got the bought a salad spinner. And I showed where our groceries got delivered, and I said, oh, Jen, our salad spinner's here. And then Jen looked over at me, and then she started dancing. and then I was just like, I was looking at her like, why are you dancing? And then she was like, oh. And she was like, you spin me right round was playing in my head, but I didn't sing it. And I was like, so I said, hey, we got a salad spinner. And then she just started dancing. I was like, what is this that's happening?
I forgot about that.
It's kind of what life adorable. Is like when you're married, though. Usually with Mars here, it's puns, but usually it's not me laughing. It's just me going, boo this man. Get out of my house.
I know, she's mean to me all the time.
I am so mean to you all the time. I am awful. I am a complete gremlin. He does make me laugh sometimes. Occasionally you will say something so lewd that I'm just like, I can't. I have sensibilities that you don't.
Oh, that was the best. Which I can't believe you said that at the dinner table. Like, my family, my dad is, I get it from somewhere. We'll say that.
Well, the joke's on you because dad told me that joke yesterday.
Right.
I just like, I can't with him sometimes. I'm shocked that we've actually been in the same room together for like at least, I don't know, an hour now. But enough about our fuckery. We have our last question.
All right, so let's talk class. And by that, we mean Final Fantasy 14 classes, because Enki will not admit to having any actual class, even though she does.
I don't. It's full-time gremlin hours for me, and actually it's slander if you disagree, so I'm going to get some paperwork and sue you. Okay, thanks.
All right, feel free. You'll take everything you own. But she does have a few.
Did you just throw something at
it? I heard smacking.
I was clapping.
I thought it was domestic abuse. I'm sorry.
No, I keep fucking putting my foot in my mouth, and I wish I'd stop. I'm embarrassing myself on live TV. This is why I shouldn't be a content creator.
No, this is why you should be a content creator.
Exactly.
I should not be encouraged. Okay. That interruption is over.
So she does have a few favorite classes, and of course I do too. And I have to assume you have some pet favorites beyond Jen's White Mage and Eric's Ninja. So what are they so far, and will you be forsaking your mains for shiny new stuff in Endwalkers? Oh, Endtalkers.
I thought that was funny, and I put that in the script, and it's mine, so whatever.
Hey, I delivered it better than you wrote it. Thank you very much.
That is true.
I've been leveling Machinist and have been enjoying it. Yes. I do like having, like, I think I'll stick with White Mage because I really enjoy healing. Sage sounds interesting. I'm more of a reactive healer than anything else,
you're
honestly.
You're more of a pure healer than a barrier healer.
So I'll probably stick with White Mage. However, I do want to like cozy in and have a good DPS class. And I am really enjoying the Machinist. But I honestly haven't tried a ton of other ones just because I'm kind of like an all-in type of person, which is one of the reasons why I love that I can have all the classes on one character. So like, it just makes me so happy.
very quickly. Let me recommend Red Mage, because my main is White Mage, and my second is Machinist.
Okay.
And the other class that I really, really enjoy is Red Mage. So if you like playing the way that I do, and it sounds like it, you will enjoy picking that one up as well.
Heck yeah. Okay, then yeah, I will absolutely give that a try then. Because yeah, I'm still open to like trying to figure it out. Like, I wouldn't mind tanking, but I just don't know if that's where I would like land. But I mean, obviously I would level them, but definitely not ninja for me. That's...
Oh,
ninja's too awesome. I love ninja. Like I've played a bunch of the different classes, like a little bit. And I always go back to my ninja just because it's so fun. Like the mudras and everything doing the ninjutsu, it's just, people get really scared by it because they're just like, it's so complicated. There's so many things you have to do. And like, once you get down, like, okay, if I do 10 and then chi, I get this ability, you know, like you learn those, it becomes muscle memory and it's not very hard. But, I think that besides ninja, I played Dragoon for a while, and I did enjoy it, but I stopped playing it for one reason or other. I think it was because I wanted to level a tank, and so my primary alt right now is a Dark Knight. Just because, one, I heard that the story is really cool. Two, it's the closest to a Death Knight that I can play. Death Knights from World of Warcraft, and I love Death Knights in WoW, so I really like playing I wanted to play a tank, and it sucks because I think that I would probably enjoy playing every tank class except for maybe Gunbreaker. I think that Warrior and Paladin both look really cool as well.
Paladin's looking
very cool for Endwalkers. Unlimited lane works much.
Everybody is forsaking their Dark Knights for Pallies in Endwalker.
I'm not, because Dark Knight is best tank.
Oh,
but Ninja is looking cooler.
Yeah, nice. Ninja looks so
Ninja's
good.
I'm
loving
I'm sorry,
that,
like, all of those animations.
The more,
I'm a ninja main
abilities
well,
that
so,
are procced by your ninjutsus and stuff. Like, ugh, I'm so happy. Yeah.
And there's nothing
it's gonna
more
be
satisfying
great.
Than
gonna be
doing
fun.
Trick
so
attack
that's
and
one of the reasons why I don't
specials.
Think that I'm going to switch, like, because Ninja looks so cool. I do really want to play a Reaper. I think that Reapers are badass. And see, like I said, I was like, I love Death Knights in World of Warcraft, and like Reaper is like the DPS version of it, because, you know, the Dark Knight is like a tank Death Knight, and then Reaper would be like the DPS Death Knights, pretty
much.
You're
going to Fantasia back to a hero and be a hero Reaper.
So here, okay, well, I know that we're talking about that. That's pretty much, as far as classes go, that's pretty much it for me, is that I like the Dark Knight, I like Dragoon, and I might try Reaper. So our community, we had a... charity event. And the top thing was, if we raised more than $1,000, they get to choose our races for the first month of Endwalker.
Oh, I could not.
We already play Lawlaws, okay? So
yeah, that's, we already play Lawlaws.
So that was the thing. It's like most people, whenever you're like, oh, you guys can choose what I play, everybody makes them play Lawlaws because Lawlaws are the meme race. But we're like,
potato supremacy.
Exactly. We already play them because they're like, the Lawlaws are the closest to dwarves that we can get. So we're going to play Lawlaws and we just call them dwarves.
Okay,
according to...
They are, yeah, in the first...
So during the charity stream, everybody was like, bun boys, yeah!
They were going to make me play a bun boy because they know that I don't want to.
That's not what they... That is not what they picked.
It's not what they picked. We were so surprised because everybody was like, we're going to make Eric play a bun boy. It's going to be awesome. And then I'm apparently going to be rolling a Hrothgar.
And I'm going to be a Makote.
And I like Hrothgars. I was like, it's the only other character that I have in the game... is a Hrothgar. And I was like, really? You guys
it's
are going to make
Mix,
me...
the team up.
Yeah, well,
they
somebody,
want us to be
they
cat
were saying
mom
they
and
wanted
dad.
Us to be, yeah, they were like, we want you guys to be cat mom and dad. So I'm going to, and I was like, I'm making my Hrothgar look as much like Kimari from Final Fantasy X as possible.
Yes.
So I'm making my Makote have a similar like skin and
bluish
hair palette.
Gray, yeah. So that she matches.
Okay. Which Eric was like, I don't think I've ever seen like a blue gray skinned Makote.
I don't think I have, no.
There's a few of them on Balmung, but yeah.
I have.
That was our first server.
Oh, yeah, you have one, don't you? One of your alts is
nice.
Hardly ever touch the character, but
once that first month is up, we can change. And there's a chance that I'll go. I'm pretty sure that Jin's 100% going back to.
I'm probably going back to Lala.
Because yes. When Jin's, when she switched to Alala,
it felt right.
It was one of those like, Jin, why haven't you been playing Alala this whole time? She's adorable. Jin's adorable. It fits perfectly. Like, this is just Jin as a character in a game is Alala.
Alala fell are excellent because you can eat it. There is no middle ground with Alala. You are either an absolute gremlin, which is the side that I picked, obviously, because my personality matches and fits. Mm-hmm. And then you have the wonderful soft uwu popoto on the other end that is absolutely adorable and squishable and huggable. And I'm just like, there is no middle ground. You are either a psycho yeah. or wonderful. You
know, it's one of the.
I don't know if I would consider some of the out and out jerk ones to be gremlins. Like Lolorito doesn't strike me as gremlin-y.
Oh, no, he's kind of like the psychopath end, isn't he?
The third option is an absolute cutthroat jerk.
Yeah, I think that the meme I saw recently was just like, it was you are either super wholesome or a war criminal.
Yes, my friend posted that Discord. Yes. I'm just like, you know what? That's not untrue.
I'm sitting here thinking of all of my glams and you're not wrong. Like, it's either like cute dress or like badass like biker jacket.
But there's a chance that I will not go back to Lala and I will go back to a Hure, because Hure is what I played in the first place. And when I switched to a Lala, I was like, I'm gonna get this beard. Or it was because of the dwarves in Shadowbringers that I decided to go Lala, because there were dwarves. And I was like, I can get their dwarf gear. But there's not a lot of variety there, and it's like I always have to wear the same headpiece, and that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But also, ever since I started playing at the end of Realm Reborn and then into Heavensward, I was a Hure, and my character has always looked like the same until I switched to Alala. So every time, as far as the MSQ goes, it feels very disconnected because I see my Lala character and not my Hure. And so somebody was just like, you shouldn't change if you've been playing your Warrior Light has been a Hure for that whole time. You might feel that disconnect. And I was like, I don't know about that. And then ever since then, I'm like, yeah, they're actually right. Like,
is there any chance that you would stay Hrothgar?
I don't think so. I like the Hrothgar, but like I said, I don't like the fact that Hrothgar can't equip shirts or any kind of clothing that covers their chest.
and no hats, remember, and like very, very few hairstyles.
I know that I'm just kidding, by the way. I know that they can. No,
you're being facetious.
I think that might have been the reason that the community picked that, because Eric had made that joke.
I always say that. I was like, I don't think I've ever seen a Hrothgar wearing a shirt. I'm pretty sure that it's never happened.
I mean, Derplanders are going to be a dying breed once those bun boys come in. Like, all your cat boys and Derplanders, you're gonna be in the minority soon.
Oh, it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them around, at least at first, and then I'll probably hate them all, but you know.
You're so mean.
There's going to be so many Catboy Reapers.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Catboy and Bunboy Reapers. Now, I'm going to hijack it because she's about to try and get into our clothes. But first, do you guys have any questions?
Don't accuse me. I weren't doing nothing or nothing. Swear on me, Mum.
Do you have any questions for us? Because we've spent a lot of time here interrogating you. So have at it.
That's
your turn.
That's not on the script. This is schedule programming.
I like it. So you guys.
I like it.
You guys are married, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Inky, are you guys in the U.S. or yes. somewhere else? You are in the U.S.
Yeah, we're in Arizona.
Oh, okay. Cool. It sounds like Australia, so Arizona, Australia.
There's not enough nope here for it to be Australia.
They both start with an A.
How did y'all meet?
We met through Final Fantasy XIV.
Oh. Nice!
We were in a group together for a while in FC, and the three of us ended up running it. Actually, Dylan was a part of it for a time as well, but the three of us, or I say the three of us, Enki and I, along with another friend of ours, were running an FC, and over a period of time got to know each other very well. And then in 2018 in November, they had the convention in Vegas for Final Fantasy XIV, and the three of us talked, well, what if you guys flew into Phoenix, because I'm in Arizona, I'm right there, and I'll take you guys around the state a little bit, and then we'll drive to Vegas afterwards. So instead of flying into Vegas directly. And then we met with a bunch of other people in our FC there in Vegas. But we had such a good time on the trip that we decided it was something we were interested in pursuing. And she came out and visited a couple times. And on her last visit back in 2019, I told her she wasn't allowed to go back home. She had to marry me instead.
It's like, I'm keeping you.
I'll take it.
He actually has that story so well rehearsed that I don't have to like say a damn thing. He just like rattles it out and it's done. And I'm just like, good, because I would have said it not quite as eloquently and there would have been more instances of the F word in there.
We're a good story. We get asked all the time.
Yeah, we know exactly how people ask us that all the time too. Because like, I mean, we met through, you know, World of Warcraft and the dating site, and we found out that we lived 5 minutes from each other. We lived in the same neighborhood, even though we met on the internet.
That's crazy.
So it's just like, we have that whole thing too. It's just like, I've got it down to a, this is the beginning and middle and end. And that's the answer, because you guys, and I understand that people want to know, and it's, I mean, it's an interesting story. So, yeah, it's going to be really cool to, I actually have a question because I don't know the answer to this. Is FanFest always in Vegas?
It has been, but the next one I think they were doing San Diego.
Oh, that's right.
The one that had gotten canceled was supposed to be in San Diego, I believe.
That's right.
They got too big or something.
Whenever they do that one.
It got too pricey.
I'm going to be excited to go to that and hopefully see you guys, because I'm sure you guys will be there, right?
I certainly want to be.
Yes. I suppose. I guess so.
I am excited to go to our first Fan Fest.
Like, yeah, we went to our first BlizzCon in 2019, and then, you know, the pandemic, and we were like, well, that sucks.
Yeah, the pandemic got a lot. BlizzCon,
and it was such an experience. I was like, wow, look at all these people, these nerdy fucking people coming together and celebrating this MMO that they love so much. And I was like, you know what, this is great.
Watching trailer for Stormblood in a room full of people who all played the game, mm-hmm. and were screeing about the same stuff, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was with BlizzCon with us. We were just, because I think that
it was an Overwatch announcement.
It was,
and
Overwatch
me,
2.
Me, Eric, and two of our other friends were all sitting there crying.
We were freaking crying. We barely played Overwatch, and we were crying at this freaking, because they were talking
because
about
the
story.
Because there was so many people in this room and so much energy. Like, you, like, it was almost like the boiling point of, like, being
you
there.
Get
and
too
like,
hype.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And like you said, it's all these people that, you know, so many of them. With BlizzCon, it's, you know, there's Overwatch and Hearthstone and stuff like that. But there's so many people who are World of Warcraft fans, and you're all together and just enjoying this game together. And I'm really excited to be able to experience that with Final Fantasy as well.
Yes.
So I can't wait till that happens. But right now, I think the only thing we have to look forward to is TwitchCon. It's the only one that I know.
It's the only
that's,
one that's been
because they canceled PAX South, which is the PAX that happens in our city. And it's not only is it canceled, it like for this year, it's canceled for good.
Oh my, what?
They just, they PAX South is no more. They were like, it hasn't been growing. And without saying it, the Texas government is a bunch of idiots. So they were like, with the way that the Texas government is running things down here, they can't put restrictions for vaccines and all that kind of stuff. So they just canceled it altogether. So there's no more PAX out.
Looks like we're stuck with East and West then.
Yep. And we went to our first
West this year. It was
tiny.
Seattle.
No, that's not West, that's Northwest.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, well, technically it's, you know, there's just, it's on the West Coast. PAX East is in Boston. No. So, but yeah, we went to that, and it was just, it was smaller than PAX South, and PAX South has always been known as the smallest PAX, and it was like half the size of South, but that's just because of the pandemic. So
that's part of it for sure.
Yeah.
Especially in that area of the country that it is.
Yeah. We didn't get to experience it in all of its grandeur that, you know, it has been, because that was the very first PAX.
Yeah, nights that we probably previously would have been out and about, we were like, watch a movie in the hotel room, because we want to try to limit the people that we hang out with.
Yeah.
It's just tough at a con.
I know. Exactly. It was hard.
Very good. You got anything else for us?
No more questions. Back on script. Bad children.
Hey, I wasn't asking you.
I can't think of anything at the moment. I'm sure I'm going to like be laying in bed tonight and be like, dang it. I need to ask them this.
We'll
and then
message
I'll just
you
message
guys.
You.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you save it for later. It's fine. Because I've had a really good time. I hope you guys have too.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If we do have any more questions that we think of, we can ask you guys when you're on our podcast.
Fantastic.
That is very true.
That's the big brain shit right there. That's galaxy brain.
Yeah. Find out next time on Generic End Talkers.
Precisely.
Okay, so to close, thank you both so much for coming. We are so grateful to have you on. Even though I was about ready to puke, I am feeling very comfortable now. And hopefully next time we see each other, I will not want to start screaming.
Are we friends now? We're friends.
Absolutely.
Now, right? We're friends. Yay!
Yay!
Maybe Enki doesn't think so, but I do. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I think you've made a questionable decision, but that's fine. We're allowed to make mistakes in life. I told you, full-time gremlin hours. Like, you may come to regret this, but probably not. I'm not that bad, I promise.
No.
So, in closing, thank you both, of course, again, for coming. We have had an absolute blast having you here. Where can people find your content if they want to listen, view, subscribe, give support?
We are, so for a podcast, you can find the podcast on pretty much every podcast platform, as well as YouTube, Generic In Talkers. And then for the rest of our content, we are Generic Live, pretty much on all social media accounts, and we stream on Twitch.
Good, good. And we'll put those up on Twitter as well. So in case anybody has trouble finding them, we'll be able to link you directly. From that onward, our final extra life total for our dungeon rally last week, I think it was. I believe so. I'm scatterbrained and I'm bad with the days. What year is it? Thank you, Mom.
It was last week.
Dylan's just there, like my guardian angel. Like, she's going to say shit wrong. I have to be able to, like, correct. I have to be able to fix what Enki breaks.
And I think it's still August, so I can't help.
Okay, so the final extra life total from the dungeon rally, where we had Moogleshroom go around radio, we had Phoenix Down radio. I can't remember who else we had. It has been like a hot minute, and my brain is mush.
We had XIV Light Party, V Corps, Moogle Stream Go Radio, Crystal Blue, and Phoenix Down Radio. We had 5 teams total.
Nice. Thank you for pulling my ass out of the fire yet again, because my brain is scattered to the four winds. But yeah, the total was $2,520 across all the channels that took part, which is damn fabulous. We raised a heck of a lot more than last time, which is wonderful. Hashtag Petty for the Kids is our moniker for this. Our total out of that was $530, and I am extra pleased with that. Thank you to our listeners for donating, whether you were petty, supportive, it was all good. It's for the children, and that's what
you
want.
Everybody.
It's awesome.
One thing you will have to look forward to at the end of podcasts or on Twitch, we are going to be featuring community creators like we are kind of today, but in a little shout out form. So if you'd like us to shout you out and you are an artisan, a writer, a content creator of any kind, please hit us up on Twitter or on our Discord so we can see what you're up to and maybe give you a little bit of a shout out. So I guess this is where we say goodbye, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, this has been great.
But also, I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's a good reason to wrap up a podcast. Food time.
Yeah, this has been a fun experience for me. As Enki mentioned at the top of the hour or the top
as
of the cast, you guys helped to pop my podcast cherry, and it's been a lot of fun. And I appreciate
you
coming on.
How dare you put it that way? You're so gross,
Mars. You're so natural. You know, you did a really great job, and I couldn't even tell it was your first time.
Well, I appreciate that. Hopefully, I continue to get better.
Oh, you're nicer than me. I would have just given him shit and said, no, you're rubbish. Don't ever do this again. So bad.
If that's your job, though, you married me.
No, yeah. But I do have some notes for you, Enki.
Well done. Thank you, sir.
Eric, I quit. I don't want your notes. I quit. No, I am actually open. I am happily open to constructive criticism.
I'm just kidding. You're great, too. You guys are awesome.
Well, how dare you?
For you now.
How dare you?
I was looking forward to a fight, goddammit.
I was looking forward to some notes.
Notes, a fight, constructive criticism. Love all of it. I love a little bit of good, healthy drama. Not bad drama, good drama. And in closing for the podcast today, actually, there's no outro gag today. I'm still mad that Jen and Eric aren't generic, and I need to go lay down. So go home, because you can't stay here. Bye, guys, and have a wonderful evening.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.